Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Okay. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for the
round. Where did they come from?
Oh, that's my audience. I brought them in today. I just brought in 50 people just for that. You can get out now, guys. Thank you. All right. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. I'm your host, Dr. Mike. I told you, get out of here. Thank you very much. And I'm joined by my co-host, Dr. Matt Barton. Yeah, I know. Total loser. We're doing the letter A today. And the term is what, Matt?
Adenosine.
Adenosine. Have we done adenine?
Yeah. Can you explain that?
No. So, adenine is a nitrogenous base. So you've got, A, C, G, and T. These are the nitrogenous bases that make up DNA and RNA. So you've got adenine, yep. Thymine,
so it's cytosine. A purine, guanine. Nucleoside.
Yes, that's right. So you got purines and pyrimidines, which is a single ring structure or a two ring structure. And they're nitrogen based and they make up the core of DNA and RNA. And again, adenine.
You're still in my thunder here.
Well, I'm just saying.
Adenine.
You asked me what adenine is. It's one of those four nucleo.
Okay.
Yeah. So nucleobases.
End there.
Okay. Sorry. So don't ask me then if you don't want me to provide you with.
So with adenine.
Sorry?
To make adenosine.
You mean adenine?
Adenine, yeah.
Yeah.
So to make adenosine.
Too many N's in there.
To make adenosine, which is today's topic.
Right.
Okay. We're going to grab your. Adenine,
yeah,
and throw a sugar onto it,
right?
Which we call the sugar.
Yes,
is ribose.
Okay, because you've got deoxyribose,
which
you've got ribose.
Yeah,
ribose has an oxygen.
Yeah,
I think in one of the previous podcasts, I said that ribose doesn't have an oxygen. I was obviously wrong, but ribose has the oxygen.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So therefore, adenosine, which is today's topic, is a building block for a number of things.
Right.
So firstly, as you're alluding to just before, it's going to be the building block for DNA.
Yes.
And RNA.
Yes.
Okay. It's also going to play an important role in energy molecules and signaling molecules. So you could have ATP. Mm-hmm. So that would be adenosine triphosphate.
Right.
You've got adenosine diphosphate. So that's a lost one. Phosphate,
mm-hmm.
And we've done a podcast on that already. And then we have adenosine monophosphate, which you spoke about being a signaling molecule, right?
Yes, in a couple of different ways, like cyclic AMP.
Well, that's right. That was going to be my next one.
Yep.
So then we have cyclic AMP, which can be a signaling transduction molecule.
Yep. It's really hard to, when students say, what does CAMP do? I just say it's an intracellular signaling molecule. When something tells the cell or binds to the cell to say, hey, something needs to be done, generally it passes that off to CAMP, which amplifies it to more other internal structures.
So one of the roles I'll quickly describe that adenosine has a role in is in cardiac arrhythmias or dysrhythmias.
So you're talking about adenosine by itself,
yeah,
not attached to these other things.
That's right.
So it plays its own role.
That's right.
All right.
In many different ways, like it can be a neurotransmitter, but in this case of having an effect on the rhythm of the heart, okay,
in
which
the
is
rhythm of the night,
close. It
guys, I told you to get out of here.
It plays a role in the way that the AV node fires.
Atrioventricular node. Yep.
So it will actually kind of slow down the way that the signaling is processed through the AV node.
Okay.
Okay, but also changes the
rhythmicity.
Yes.
Or the automaticity.
Automaticity. Yeah,
because it's automatic.
That's right. Of the SA node.
Okay.
Okay. So that
there. Guys, don't stop it. I know he can't help it, guys.
So therefore, it would slow atrial contraction.
Yeah.
And so why this may be used in cardiology is if a patient was to have a very rapid tachycardia, sometimes generated above the AV node, which would be called supraventricular tachycardia.
Right, okay.
And so if you were trying to play around with the way that the signal's moving through the heart and it's maybe too quick, then they may administer adenosine.
Okay, so it slows the heart down. Doesn't it play with blood vessels too?
Yes. So is this just a question generally or?
Yeah, what does it do with blood vessels?
Okay, all right. So this is now going to get to the next point, which is maybe clinical implications.
Right.
Okay. So adenosine also has a role, as you said, with blood vessels and diameter of blood vessels, but also
broadly, it generally dilates, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And has a role in wakefulness of the brain. So within the brain, adenosine will actually do the opposite.
It makes you sleepy.
Make you sleepy and more likely wanting to have rest.
Yeah. Okay. Your adenosine tends to elevate throughout the day so that it's at its peak in the evening and then that makes you most sleepy.
Yep.
And then so basically it's got a circadian rhythm to it.
So this is where I was going with it.
Sorry.
There are some, I wouldn't say medications, but there are some naturally occurring.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure what
molecules
you're talking about. Yeah.
Called xanthine alkaloids or methyl xanthines.
All right.
Okay, so we can get these in coffee.
Yeah.
And that particular methyl xanthine is caffeine.
Yep.
In tea, has got caffeine in it, but it's more theophylline.
Yep.
And then in coffee, sorry, in chocolate, we have theobromine.
Yeah. Do you know what theo means?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
God?
Yeah. Theobromine means drink of the god.
Yeah.
And theophylline means food of the god.
Okay. So the reason I'm saying this is these naturally occurring molecules will have an effect
on cacao.
Sorry, a cow.
From cacao. Cacao.
Yeah, I think that's cacao. That's chocolate, right?
Yes.
But then
it's cocoa.
Yeah. So then you have
not cocaine. Cocoa.
Yeah, that's going to be separate. I was just thinking they do have cocoa tea.
Yes.
But that is
cocoa.
from the cocoa leaf,
right?
Generally in South America, which I have drank before in South America.
How'd you go?
It's okay.
Bitter.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And they would also, I think, chew it. When I did the Inca Trail, Machu Picchu, the porters would chew coca leaves with charcoal because I think it's an alkalizing agent helps to release the special ingredient in the coca leaves, which gives you the energy and increase. It's not cocaine. It's just maybe a lesser derivative of it.
So you're saying that because that caffeine and some of its derivatives, which can be found in coffees, teas and chocolates, does what?
It's an adenosine antagonist.
Right. So does it do this by interacting with adenosine or interacting with its receptors?
Receptor, yeah.
And basically blocking them?
Yeah, so when you think of caffeine, mostly from coffee, it will have an impact on the receptor within the central nervous system. Right. And as I spoke about, adenosine has an effect on wakefulness, but more the opposite. So it will make you sleepy and want to sleep.
Yes.
And so if you're blocking that, it would be making the brain more wakeful.
Right.
So that's the thought behind why caffeine is taken.
So what you're saying is because adenosine slows the heart and dilates the blood vessels and can make us sleepy, if you were to block it in these or at these structures, it can increase your heart rate. It could increase your blood pressure theoretically through vasoconstriction and keep you awake.
Correct. And that's the use usually when we think about coffee and caffeine.
Right.
Is to keep you awake, to keep you stimulated, to be more, I guess, mentally efficient during the day.
Or alert.
And so when we look, that's coffee.
Yes.
When we look at tea, the theophylline, that does similar things to what we just spoke about with caffeine, but it seems to also have an effect in smooth muscle with a CAMP, which then causes a change in the calcium, and then that would cause a greater bronchodilation. So the methylxanthines, I'm not sure how well they are utilized now in respiratory medicine, but technically, a strong black tea could have bronchodilatory effects.
Right. Okay. And then that's interesting.
And then you go to then you go to chocolate.
Yes.
And it seems to be a bit more selective for more vasodilation.
Huh.
And so that would have a greater effect on blood vessels than caffeine.
Very.
But interestingly, you may be able to answer this with adenosine. Have you come across it at all for a signaling neurotransmitter for the pain pathway?
No.
Not really?
But it doesn't mean that it doesn't play that role. So what have you read or heard?
Well, caffeine, interestingly, can be administered for migraines and headaches.
Yes.
And so
I thought that was just the
blood vessel, but also through the sensitization of the nociceptive pathway.
Really? So,
that's what I came across. That's at least the hypothesis of why caffeine can be used. So sometimes when I was doing my placements in nursing, I remember a number of patients who had very serious migraines and they were actually administered no-dose, which is just caffeine.
I've heard that before because I get migraines and I always try and have a coffee when I get them. And I mean, I like coffee. I don't know if it helps. It's probably too late. The thing is, I think one of the things is once you start becoming symptomatic for the migraine, it's probably too late to have intervention. Unless you have one of those auras that precedes the migraine, possibly that could be a bit of a warning and then allow you to take the various interventions. So I didn't know about adenosine and the pain pathway, but it seems to regulate G protein-coupled receptors. And obviously these transmembrane receptors that then result in intracellular signaling and they seem to play a role in processing nociceptive information. So there you go. That's very interesting. And so that is adenosine.
That's adenosine and some of the, not really medications, but some of the
interventions,
foods that we commonly consume that may impact adenosine.
Look at that, Matt. I'm going to call you a naturopath.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.